It has not yet come. And then you even see the new 9 series. So that one now catches your heart. Say, Lord, please forget that one. That confession of last year, I want to withdraw it. Now I want to start on the 9 series. By the time you get to the 17 series, you have become a triple-minded man, so unstable that even the Lord doesn't know where you are at each particular point in time. Are you getting my point? No, we don't. No, it's good to utter desires to God. I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with that, all right? But when I'm talking about confession with which you control your life, you don't spend all your energy confessing about car, motto. There are confessions that are the word of God. They are clean. They cannot be uttered. For example, he that seeks the Lord will never lack anything good. You see? A Ford, T, is it T? The model T Ford was good, 1900. That confession covered it. Let's talk about cars. Model T Ford may have been good in 1900. If it is a Maybach that is good in 2010, that confession still covers it. If the following year you change your mind and say, I don't want to drive again, I want to fly, that confession still covers it. So, no, a believer shouldn't get and say, yeah, put the picture of the car on the wall. I call it. It's not necessary. Believe me. Just wake up in the morning and say, bro, you never buy a motor. Say, he that seeks the Lord will never lack anything good, and continue going. That's all. Do you get my point? You know what I have said by that? It is not good this morning. That's why I don't have it. It will come tomorrow morning when it is perfect. Don't worry about that. And why I refer to that is that's potent. No, really, that's a real potent word. A lot of things we try to do as believers in life, all right, when we don't get our teaching right, we think, you know, covetousness is still pushing us. Impatience, you know, it's impatience. The boy at 17, he has learned the word of faith. So he wants to buy a helicopter at 18. And they told him that all you need to do is just confess it. Just wake up in the morning, just draw it, sketch it. Say, let's tell the Lord, it's coming, hallelujah. At the age of 18, I will be, God will say, where are you flying to? Or you want to confess, is it, let me tell you, you want to confess your degree to come next year when you're in year one? Well, Lord, I know they do that kind. It's not as if I can't, but I just don't. It's not my habit. You enter school this year, your degree isn't coming next year. You're going to be here for 4 years or 5 years or 6 years, depending on the length of the course that you signed up for. Don't waste your time confessing that, Lord, I want a degree tomorrow. God said, this is impatience that is worrying you. When I give you tomorrow, what do you want to do with it? You are going to be in school for this length of time so you can learn the lessons I want to teach you during that season. In the due season, I'll give you that certificate and you'll go. What am I saying? We don't use, a lot of the confessions we use is impatience that is worrying us. Competition. Actually, it's upon our loss, we want to spend it. The safety in all of these things is, forget all those people say that you have to be specific. You have to tell God the color, the year of manufacture, the what kind of size of tire. You must be specific. You want to marry. You tell God the height. I want the woman to be 5 feet, 8.1278 inches. She must have 26,822 strands of hair on her head. Don't worry, it's not necessary. One simple confession covers all of that. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That one is the word of God. It was there before you were born. You believed into it. You get what I'm saying? That one is eternal. That is what brings power into our everyday walk. I hope you've got my point. I wasn't supposed to talk for this long. We're supposed to pray. So let's begin to pray therefore. Who's sitting down? Everybody, to your feet. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Don't forget, we started some time ago. I talked about blessing for the blessed man. Can you remember that? And last time we began this, just at the, I believe it was the Holy Spirit, and that led us now talked extensively to Nigeria. You know, Jesus looked at a fig tree and spoke to it, and that fig tree heard the word of God. I can imagine that many men have gone in corners to go and be talking to trees. But because they are not speaking the word of God, they are speaking the word of testing. You know? You know what the word of testing? You know what they call the word of testing? Okay, let me tell you what it means. When you have heard that, if you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and they shall hear you. So what you do is, you now go to one corner, nobody looking, look at a rock, be thou removed. It's the word of testing. And that's why God knows the answer. The Lord is good. But what we are supposed to do is speak the word of God. That's what I'm trying to say. We have believed the word of God. If you have believed, you say amen. We have given attention to it. He said, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. It's very crucial. If you have been given, you know, when I started talking about blessing for the blessed man, I explained that you can declare blessings. It's good. But only those with the proper decoder and whose their subscriptions are up to date are the ones that will receive it. We said that. And that's the blessed man, the blessed woman is the person who has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. His subscription is the attention he gives to the word of God. And so if you have been like that, the blessing that we have been declaring over the last few weeks, they are your portion in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me declare in summary with one word. It is well with you.
Amen.
I said it is well with you.
Amen.
Now last time we now said what we now do is that we will now like this. We read from that Hebrews chapter 13. Because he has said, over the last few weeks, we have been saying things, reading from the word of God. I've been declaring as the mouth of God from this particular platform. What you now do is to say amen again to those words. And you speak to your life. Listen, last time we wanted to start that, but then we ended up speaking mostly to Nigeria. Now you will speak to your life. Now you're not praying, no. You are speaking what you have discovered from the word of God. Let me say this as an illustration. I used to, you know, those days when you were young, you thought holiness was that. What is a man looking for in life? You see here, it is this. All you just need is not money, a regular job, enough money to buy a car for yourself, one for your wife. Then you can be changing who will do school run. Enough money to build a house and send your children to school. What more are you looking for in life? And actually, I believed it. I did. Except I began to grow and I realized that governments generally don't give enough jobs. People do. Do you get my point? So if all of us thought that all we need is just a simple job, that job will never be enough to go around. I discovered that prosperity does not mean I want plenty. It just means I'm a faithful servant. I discovered right now, all the food that I eat now, if I know, you know, you reach a particular age, you start watching what you eat. I've reached that level too. I feel sorry for me small. I've reached that level. When I get to the office, they say, would you like a meat pie with a malt? I say, it's one of two. Either eat the meat pie or eat the malt. That's just me. So they give me the malt, I give somebody else, and I drink, guess what? Water. That's when I knew, I say, I don't grow. When you begin to prefer water over a bottle of malt. If you're still preferring malt, you're still young, amen? Don't be angry, season. One day your belt will not hook properly. You will talk to yourself and drop the mud and drink the water. It wasn't out of righteousness. It's just that after I looked at life, I realized that something. What I'm trying to say is this. It's not how much extra we eat that we are talking about. It's not where we'll be able to fly to, go to. You get my point? A lot of people, you know, I told you about that video that Roque gave me. the fabulous lifestyle of the filthy rich. A lot of those people, it's emptiness that's making them spend like that. They showed one girl had 400 bags. I told my wife, this is a billionaire's daughter. She had 400 bags in her wardrobe. I told my wife, it's simple. She's not using the bags. Yes, no, obviously. If you have, I've forgotten how many hundred, let's just say 400. If you have 400 and you can't stop buying, you're too rich. I said, she's not using the bags. Don't be impressed. By the time you have 400 bags, you know that you are not using them. Are you following my point? Yes, that's a matter of fact. You just know that, listen, this is just a... So, look, listen. What people are pursuing, all those things, is emptiness inside them. It's emptiness inside them. Don't let them... Let nobody harass you. It's emptiness that some people are pursuing. Is that okay? All right? I hope you've gotten the point I'm making there. What I'm talking about, the matter of prosperity, therefore. All right? It's not about those things. That's what I'm saying. It's from the word of God we discover that a Christian must be responsible. That Paul said like this, he will make all grace abound towards you, that you having all sufficiency in all things, we are bound to every good work. See? It wasn't out of desire. When I read that, I realized that, listen, brethren, a Christian, quote, rich man, is not a man who knows how to enjoy, how to buy 400 bags. He's the one that realized that bags are good. Therefore, we can give many bags. Do you get my point? That's a Christian rich man. That's a Christian prosperous person. It's a person that looks and says, like one friend of mine some time ago, looked and said, how much do you guys pay for this? I told him, he said, okay, even if I can't pay for 1 hour, let me pay for 30 minutes. Do you get my point? That's a Christian prosperous man. We have come to realize that many things need to be done on the earth. So we are not content with, I just want to eat enough, you know. I just want to eat enough and be able to take care of my children. We have realized that, and that, this is a confession that covers it. Say, God will cause all grace to abound towards me, that I will have all sufficiency in all things, and that we are bound to every good work. If you understand every single word in that statement, and you repeat that all the time, that's not a matter of desire. I hope you get my point. Do you hear what I said? That statement is not based on desire. It's based on what? A discovery. It's a revelation. It's a revelation. If I suddenly discover, for example now, that I'm a king ruling a city, I don't just wake up now anytime I like, or go anywhere I like, or say anything I like. You know, for example, if you're a diplomat, there are jokes you don't crack. If I discover, all right, therefore, that I'm a king, ruling a nation as an example, talking natural plane, is I'm not trying to form. Instantly, I start watching what I say, where I go, where I can't go, and words that I utter, because one day a king said, oh, somebody saved me from this guy, and long ago, and one of his men went and killed the fellow. Said, that man is dead. It was a prophet. Said, who killed him? He said, Your Majesty, you said they should save you from him. I mean, we thought that was the normal way to save you from somebody. Why am I saying all of these things, okay? That is, when we discover something, it changes our life. Doesn't mean it's not our desire. We are just changed by what? Discoveries. Ever since I understood that I'm the light of the world. Listen, ask my wife. I love America. I mean, I don't mean as a country, but I mean, yeah, as a country, I don't mean that I want to lead. What I mean is that I like the roads, the good fat cars, you know, cheap things. But ever since I discovered years ago, I am the salt of the earth, I realized that you don't just go where it is good. You go where decay is threatening and you preserve it. That's what salts do. You follow my point? My friends, he said, one of my friends said something once. He said, you go to the U.S., are you sure you're going to come back? I said, why not, sir? I said, you know, I have ministry to do now. He said, hey, there's ministry in America. I smiled to him. He said, ministry is not just preaching. There's a people that's ministry. I don't know what I get my point. Yes, the word has to go to somebody. What am I saying? See, when we discover things, it changes us. And what we are declaring as Christians are the things that we have discovered. Are you getting my point? A Christian that discovers the gospel, that's what I'm talking about, as prosperity in that, but doesn't become covetous. Let me put it like this. It becomes responsible. It becomes, in quotes, afraid. If I say this, it may surprise you. If God called you to be a businessman, that you should go and make money and do things. If God's in your life, you make $5 billion. All right? If you die having made $1 billion, you are in trouble. When you get to heaven, say, thou ungood and unfaithful servant. There's thou good and faithful servant. He said, Lord, I thought that was enough for me to eat. He said, what is wrong with you? I want to slap you. Who talked about food? I thought $200 would have been enough for your food. I meant I wanted you guys to do this. And I told them that it was you that was going to do it. That was why you got that number of letters asking for funds. I sent them. And you didn't have enough because you were righteous and holy. Are you getting what I'm saying? What am I saying? Our confessions, all right, they are not based on desire. They are based on discoveries. And those things lead us into certain mindsets, certain kinds of thinking concerning responsibilities. Take that example of prosperity I was talking about. A Christian is not just if I want it. No, no. He will make all grace abound towards me. That I, having all sufficiency in all things, I am bound unto every good work. A man said in my presence once, he said, I don't want to live beyond the age of 60. 60. 60. Why? He said, I want you to have more than 60 now. Today you'll be sick. Tomorrow you'll be this. Yeah. 60. Now, both of us were doctors. We were sitting in a doctor's common room when he was yearning this nonsense. Are you getting my point? Now, why don't I agree with him? Because I want to live long? No. It's not about desire. It's about what? Discovery. Because God said it clearly. The righteous man in his old age would be full of sap. That's the way my Bible puts it. That he will still be fresh. He won't become bent. He won't fall sick every day. So when I declare that at the age of 90, I will still be holding teaching seminars like this, it's not because I love to live to be 90 and be strong, but because I read in the Bible that here Pastor Banky, you are forbidden from getting tired. Anytime I see an old person, you know, like walking like this, I want to cross gutter. I prophesy to my leg, say, leg, you did hear so. You will never cross a gutter slowly in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. At the age of 100, you must run across gutter. It's not of desire. It's what the word. No, I'm serious. It's the word of what the word of God says. I speak the word to myself. He said, in the kingdom of God, the youth will die at the age of 100. That is a strong man. What's the ministry of Joshua and Caleb? Caleb, at the age of 80, he told Joshua, you know, 40 years ago, Josh, not forget, Moses said, this one is my own. I know I'm 80 now, but I don't feel 80. I feel exactly how I felt 40 years ago. Just issue me the command and I can go and take this mountain. And Joshua said, go ahead. And the man at the age of 80 went and took the mountain. So I understand the power of God's covenant. I understand the power of God's promises. Therefore, because he has said, as his age, so shall his strength be. Are you getting my point? Yes, I take that same when I speak to myself. It's not of desire. You can wish anything you want. Wish you were an astronaut. The Bible never said, thou shalt be an astronaut. I'm not going to the moon. But in all that I do, I prosper. If I become an astronaut, I will reach the moon. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? I can take it in all that I do. My God, in fact, that's a revelation for me. Maybe I will remind when I get home. I need to speak that word to some things when I get home. There are some issues that have been giving me headache recently. Say, oh God, now I realize it. In fact, I should buy a bottle of oil and destroy everywhere. In all that you do, you prosper. Yes, I'll go to my work and anoint my office with that word. In all I begin to talk, you've got what I'm trying to say. It is not about desire now. This is about what the word of God has said concerning you. Let's begin to declare. First, take your health, long life, and talk to your body. Talk to your future, that is your life, the strength of your being, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Say, as my age is, so will my strength be, in the name of Jesus. Like I said, speak to your body. Say, listen, body, as you grow in age, so you will grow in strength. Say, this brain, you will not become forgetful. Don't let them lie to you that as you get older, you start forgetting. You will not become forgetful. God will increase your capacity because experience will have caused you to retain many things. Therefore, your capacity to retain will increase. You are speaking to your brain. No? It's your brain you are talking to. Say, my bones, listen. Strength, you will have all the days of your life. And I said, in life, they want you to talk. Old people have osteoporosis. He said, that is old people. I am God's young person. My bone will have strength. Say, bone, strength is your portion. All the days of your life, there is no osteoporosis in you. They say, as you grow weaker, your immune system, as you grow older, your immune system starts getting weaker. Say it clearly to your body. Say, in the name of Jesus, I have received the righteousness. I have received the righteousness of God. Therefore, sin is not my portion. The body was subject to death because of sin. Now, hear ye, my body. The Spirit is giving you life because of righteousness. Say, with long life, he will satisfy me. And I will see his salvation. Speak to your life. It's important. So you will carry this plan of God without weakness in your system. So you will not die suddenly. It's important. Speak to your body. Now let's begin to declare concerning your career. That thing I said earlier. Say, in all that I do, I prosper. You can be a student, undergraduate or postgraduate. You are a worker. You are a preacher. You are a wife. You are a husband, you are a businessman, you are a businesswoman, you are an industrialist. Whatever it is, you are a television producer. Say simply, in all that I do, I prosper. Now begin to speak to that thing that you do. Concerning my academics, I prosper. 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 I am an A student, I am not forgetful. Say, brain, you are retentive in the name of Jesus. You are instructing your body in the way it should go. You are instructing your body in the way that it should go. Say, I will not fail anymore because in all that I do, I prosper. In my academics, I prosper. In my business, I prosper. Listen, when you get back home or you get back to your office tomorrow, lay hands on your premises, on everything that is yours there, and say, in all that I do, I prosper. It's very important. Like I said earlier, you see, we are not wishing. We are releasing the power in the word of God. It is not just about, you know, I said 2,000 times. No. We are connecting. That's why he said, because he has said, therefore we can boldly say, say it again, say, in all that I do, I prosper. All that I do, I prosper. Now, I want you to do something. Just rearrange that depending on your career. If I'm a university lecturer, in this my career, I'm a professor. You get my point? If I'm an industrialist, I build multi-billion dollar businesses. You get my point? Now, speak to yourself. Speak to yourself. You are bringing the word, that word down home. This is not just about desire. This is not just about desire. This is a discovery. This is what God has said. In all that you do, prosperity is your portion. So you speak that in all that you do, you prosper. Now make the statement. Say, he will make all... Now I want everybody else to repeat after me. Say, he makes all grace abound towards me.
He makes all grace abound towards me.
Declared last, say, I have all sufficiency in all things.
I have all sufficiency in all things.
And I abound to every good work.
I abound unto every good work.
Say, God makes all grace abound towards me.
I have all sufficiency in all things.
And I superabound unto good works. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now continue that thing. Declare concerning your career. Speak to it. Speak to that thing that you are doing right now. If you're a student, say, listen, first class, you are mine. A businessman, you are, say, a $1 billion business. That's my portion. In all that I do, I prosper. Declare, say, as a mother, I prosper. My children, they call me blessed because they will be so abundantly blessed. As a father, I prosper. None that God has committed into my hands will I lose. Jesus looked and prayed for them at the end. He said, all that God has given him, he did not lose anyone. That was what he said. He said, all that God has given to me, I will not lose. I will not lose my wife. I will not lose my children. I will instruct them in the way that they should go. I will keep them with the word of God. In all that I do, I prosper. In all that I do, I prosper. If you are a preacher, declare it. In all that I do, I prosper. I speak the word of God alone. I do not use deceitful means. I do not use deceitful means. I don't use the word of God craftily. I have renounced all secret things of dishonesty and handling the word of God craftily. By manifestation of truth, I preach the word of God. In all that I do, I prosper. Amen. Now, one more thing. Now, you know, last time we spoke concerning our nation. Let's just join these two together again. Say, this land, you will yield increase for me. You know, You know, when God cursed Adam, one of the things he said that this earth won't yield increase for you. He said, from the sweat of your brow you eat bread. You have to till and toil and struggle. But in Christ Jesus you have been redeemed. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Now I want you to declare that this nation, you will yield increase for me. The laws of this land, you will favor me. You are speaking to, look, you are speaking to Nigeria. You are speaking to this land. Say, this land, you will not be barren for me. No. Like Isaac, so will my testimony be. Listen, don't be afraid of sowing your seed. Don't be afraid of investing your money. Don't be afraid of starting your business. What sustains you is not chance. It's not chance. So this land will yield increase for you. He said, restore our captivity, O God, as streams renew the desert. And God said, he that sows in tears shall reap with joy. Say, I will reap with joy in the name of Jesus. I will reap with joy. Land, hear me. You will bring forth increase for me, and I will reap with joy. Say, heavens, the heavens will pour forth rain for me. The heavens will not be shut because of me, but they will pour forth rain. This earth will yield increase for me. This earth, increase out of you is my portion. For every seed I sow, I will reap 100-fold. And I will become richer and become greater. I will work stronger and I will increase until I am very great. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O land. You will yield increase for this child of God. Because the land that I step upon, they are blessed. Let's just begin to give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, I give you thanks. Because of the power of your word. Because the power belongs to God. He said, once he has spoken, twice I have heard this. The power belongs to God. Say, Lord, thank you because you have counted me worthy to be called your own. Say, Lord, thank you because I'm your child. Thank you because I'm accepted in the beloved. Thank you because the power of God is working on my behalf. So the resurrection power of Jesus Christ has taken me out of death and has placed me into life. Say, Lord, I give you thanks. Just thank him. In your own way, just say, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name. There was something that I heard. I was listening to a message this afternoon. I can't remember the analysis now, but Ravi Zacharias was saying something. He described that people were always moving east. Then towards the east, they built a city and this and that and that. He gave about four or five instances in the Bible that people always moved towards the east. And that when Lot departed from Abraham, he moved to the east also. Therefore, pushing Abraham to the west. He said the first person to move west in the Bible was Abraham. And that then God blessed him. And that said, for that reason, that we must never be afraid to go against the tide. Do you hear that? That's where God hides his blessings. And I remember that Jesus said, broad is the way that leads to Kwoto. You understand my voice? And many people are walking there. But the one that leads to life is against that tide, and few are those that are walking on it. That is, I want to leave that with you as you depart today. Don't be afraid to make choices that make you look stupid. Don't do things that will make you look popular. And everybody says that what you are doing here, you are making a lot of sense. Once you're always making sense to people who don't believe, you have a problem. If you're always making sense to those who don't have any faith, you have a problem. If you have not made the decision in your life, that people begin to wonder what is wrong with you. In fact, if you have made the decision, people wondered what's wrong with you. And you made it not because you are careless, but because you had to do that to satisfy the demands of the faith you claim to have. If you have ever made that kind of decision in life, listen to what I'm saying. If you have ever made that kind of decision, because of that, there's a degree of blessing you can never fall below.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. When the devil came to tempt Jesus Christ, now listen to this. You see the temptations of Jesus, you get my point? And then you think that after that, the devil now left him alone. No. Those things were recorded so that we know the kind of trials he had to face regularly. Even after you fought the major fight and you have gone to a higher level, the devil starts testing little by little again. It's easier now for you to resist. It becomes easier. But what I want to say is this. Don't forget that God is not increasing you because everybody likes you, but because you are doing that which is pleasing to him. For that reason, that blessing you have activated when you walked against the tide of everybody, you must guard it and guide it, you understand my point? By ensuring that your decisions forever keep on pleasing God. Listen, your life, the whole earth is in God's hands, and anyone who's pleasing to him is the one he will bless. And if God blesses you, hey, remember what I said earlier? A day will come, he wake you up. Hey, you, get up. Ask me for anything that I will do for you. A time will come, you just say, God, why bother? What do you want me to do for you? It sounds funny, right? You hear what I said? You will ask God, say, why bother? Lord, what do you want me to do for that? This is, where else do you want to send me to? And then you have a revelation of new ideas, things you're supposed to do. Okay, now, that is one thing I want you to do for me. Listen, if you know the way God is, you can't surprise him. Now, I've told you before. God knew that one day he will ask Solomon, what do you want me to do for you? So he taught David to go and teach Solomon how to answer that question the day he will come. So Solomon said, when I was young, my father said to me, acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. With all your getting, get under. He said, wisdom is principal, therefore get wisdom. With all your getting, get understanding. He said, wisdom, he kept on there, is more precious than this. So that when God now finally came and asked the question, he had the answer. You can't surprise God. Listen, if you think that I would do this, God will be impressed. Just tell yourself, I'm not doing it again. I don't know what he was saying. I will say that, when Solomon gave 1,000 burnt offerings, God could not sleep again. He said, Solomon, Solomon. He's not a human being that 1,000 burnt offerings will impress. He said, therefore, right now, get up quickly. Do 1,000 burnt offering for God so that he won't be able to rest. Other one, I just. God never, you can't shock him, you can't surprise him. If anything, he has not stimulated inside you. If you do it, he's not interested. No, that's just the way God is. What am I saying? That a time will come in life, that's why I got into all of that. Alright? That God will so bless you, he will come and say, what can I do for you? You will say, Lord, let me ask you first, what do you want me to do for you? And I say, okay, assuming you're a preacher now. I wanted to go and evangelize the whole of Brazil. You say, okay, good. What I wanted to do for me is to give me the whole of Brazil. You say, fine. That's how it works. I just want to leave that with you. All right? If you want God to bless you, you have to stick with him. I was thinking about it years, just looking back how people have worked with God as young people. And you see, when you are maybe on campus, everybody goes to fellowship, you know? They are able to go to fellowship because fellowship is safe. Yeah, not because they love the Lord, but their mother said that if I don't find you in fellowship, so you don't know who really dancing unto the Lord, who really rejoicing and who really serving God. But as you go on in life, God starts giving each person a choice. the opportunity to make choices. Is that okay? You start having opportunities to make choices. What I'm saying to you again is, don't be afraid to go west when everybody else is going east. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Everybody is doing it one way, does not mean you must do it that way. If really you trust in God, listen. Even when you make a mistake, because of the integrity of your heart, He will deliver you out of that mistake and bless you because of that mistake. You'll be surprised. I hope you got to my point. That word has gone into a few hearts that need it crucially at this particular point. And I'm sure God will lead you in the path of righteousness for His own name's sake. Have you been blessed this evening? I said, have you been blessed this evening? If that's the case, just say, Father, we thank You. Just worship Him. Surely God's goodness and His mercy will follow you, and you will prosper in all that you do all the days of your life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the resurrection power of Christ Jesus will carry you from now and forever in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Cheer up, brethren. The word works. God bless you. Don't forget our usual announcements.